Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Nichols, N-I-C-O-L, correction, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, first name Lavanna, L-A-V-A-N-N-A, the date of birth, May 30th, 1981, date of evaluation, September 25th, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 42-year-old African-American female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left meniscal surgery. The HBI, the patient is a 42-year-old female who reports a left knee injury dating to 2021 period. At that time, a resident had fell on the patient during transfer period. The patient noted that the resident had fell to the bed causing injuries to the left leg. And shoulders, period. The patient was initially referred to Concentra. Apparently no workup was done. The patient stated that she subsequently sought the care of her primary care physician. MRI of the shoulder, back, and knee was subsequently performed, period. Diagnostic studies to include MRI of the left knee performed January 15, 2022 revealed anterior cruciate ligament grade 1 strain, distally medial meniscus partial thickness posterior root tear extending into the lateral aspect of the posterior 1 millimeter and mildly extruded meniscus body, period. No flap identified, period. There is mild medial tibial femoral degenerative arthritis, period. There is distal semitendinosus tendinopathy / tenosynovitis with PES, PES, and Serenus, A-N-S-E-R-I-N-U-S, bursitis, period. There is small joint effusion, period. There is a minimal medial popliteal cyst, approximately 7.1 centimeter, period. There is venous varices in the high medial popliteal region, period. The patient had initially noted pain, which she described as sharp and associated with swelling and decreased range of motion, period. She then underwent conservative course of therapy to include acupuncture, physical therapy, and water therapies, period. However, her symptoms have progressively worsened, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms and specifically denies chest pain, orthopnea, or PND symptoms, period. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number anemia, next number asthma, next number fibroids. Past surgical history, childhood intestinal surgery, next number hernia surgery, next number cyst removal. The medications, Norco 10 milligrams, 1 TID, iron sulfate, 324 milligrams, 1 daily, Decusate sodium, 100 milligrams, BID, albuterol, 90 micrograms, one puff PRN, nifedipine, 60 milligrams, one daily, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, PRN. Allergies, C is intolerant of an unknown medication. Family history, mother had diabetes. Social history, patient reports, history of alcohol use, period. She further notes prior history of marijuana, but none in 5 months. She denies cigarette smoking, period. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 172/106, pulse 82, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 255 pounds. In general, she is an obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal exam reveals decreased range of motion on abduction of the right shoulder. Left knee revealed moderate tenderness to palpation at the medial joint line, period. The EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 79 beats per minute, and is otherwise normal, period. The impression, one, this 42-year-old female with history of knee and shoulder injury is seen preoperatively, as she is now scheduled for left meniscal repair, period. She is noted to have history of obesity, period. Her blood pressure is poorly controlled, period. Overall, her cardiac risk is slightly increased given her obesity and her uncontrolled blood pressure, period. The plan, I have ordered clozalidone, 25 milligrams PO daily, number 60, potassium, 10 milliequivalents PO daily, number 20. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is therefore cleared for same, pending treatment of the blood pressure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient LaVonna Nichols. Thank you.